Thank you, girls from Sawyer. Beautiful singing, anointed of God, singing the true words, salvation, and telling one another that we're not ashamed. Why would you be ashamed? Heaven? Eternal rest with the Savior, the Creator of the world? Well, I look forward to that. But I'm enjoying serving now. It's a joy not only to be a Christian, but to walk the Christian way. And all of us make mistakes along the road, but He said, I'll be your advocate, the one to forgive you your sins and heal our land. The Sermon Bible says the book of Matthew chapter 3 and verse 4. Unusual message tonight, the Lord gave me. Changed it a little bit on me. But He may change it before the night's over. Sometimes He does. That's okay. It'll be His message, not mine anyway. Appreciate the good message we heard this morning. Wasn't that wonderful? Thank God for the picture of salvation. Something you can relate to, that Christ, the Holy Ghost, seeking the bride for His servant. And He found us wherever we were. In the third chapter of the book of Matthew, begin to read with verse 4. And the same John had his raiment, talking about John the Baptist, of course, had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. And he wasn't ashamed of serving God either. Society didn't like it. He seemed to be quite happy about being able to be the forerunner of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said to him, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God's able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid into the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not good fruit is hewn down and the cast into fire. A couple words I want to use for the message of that and that. Ninth verse, we see that he says there's a lot of stones around Jerusalem and the many places in Jerusalem. And he looked at those stones and he said, if the Pharisees and Sadducees are here for the wrong reason, no doubt. But if the people refuse to praise God, then even these stones will cry out. And then he used another word up there. He said that he is dressed with the camel's hair and the leather girdle. And then he said his meat was locust and wild honey. I want to look at that word also. So I want to look at the message tonight that God has placed on my heart about He is the living stone, our foundation stone. And from that foundation stone, He Himself gives us honey from the rock. We'll see how that plays out in the Word of God tonight. Remember, there's honey in the Word. All the way through the Word of God, He uses honey. He told the children of Israel, I'll give you a land. I've got it prepared for you. And that land flowing with milk and honey. Honey in the Word of God is used, as we know it. It's a fragrant. It is a soothing. It is a very sticky material. And that's kind of what the Word means. And I was talking the other day as I was eating some honey, and Brother Charles Henderson keeps me in honey. He said that he's repaying what my Grandpa Gillespie gave him through the years. My Grandpa Gillespie was a beekeeper. He probably had 30 to 50 hives of bees. That's the way he made his living sometimes. And Brother Charles says, I'm still giving you the honey to kind of repay what your grandfather gave to me. So I get my honey from Brother Charles Henderson, and I eat that honey. It's so wonderful to me. It soothes many things in my heart and my soul, because just the fragrance of that honey, or the sweetness that honey. So we'll look at that tonight also, that God puts much emphasis on the word honey. And obviously, he is that lively stone, that living stone. So we want to see that God has the ability to let the word of God increase, and nothing can stop it. He says, if people won't do their job, then I'll let the stones cry out. And it brings me to the thought, God has given us a wonderful church, and we're to praise him in the capacity he gives us to praise him. Not only in services, we raise our hand, we praise the Lord, or we shout, whatever God tells us to do. Some people don't do any of that. They just shed tears. Some people don't even shed tears. Don't measure people's emotions or anything about their serving God. That's up to him. It's between us and God. But God has given us a wonderful church, a church that's willing to work. But remember that God told us if we don't do it, he's not without resources. He could get the stones around here to do more than he could get out some of us sometimes. Wouldn't that be awful? Wouldn't that be embarrassing? We heard a wonderful song from these girls, I'm not ashamed to be a Christian. Well, if we're not ashamed to be a Christian, why would we linger? Why would we be slack in our service to the Creator God, the one that has given us health and strength and all the abilities that we have and a place to worship, to meet the needs of the hour? And God has a calling on each one of us lives. And if there's calling on your life to do something for God, you better get at it. We'd hate to be replaced by a stone, wouldn't we? God has all kinds of resources. He could replace us with other people. He has the ability to get glory and honor in spite of any opposition. We remember there's a lot of things come against the Church of the Living God, and we have to be aware of it, that God don't have a problem with anything. We heard Brother Jason say this morning, rightly so, God's in control. He is absolutely in control. Try the spirits to see that they're of God. And when they're of God, then we worship and praise God for it. And then if not of God, then he will take care of it. He has ability. And God spoke to my heart this morning and says, I'll take care of everything. You don't have to worry about anything. I am in charge. He's ahead. And God has ability to use me. I know his voice. He said, my sheep know my voice. A stranger they will not follow. So when God tells me to do something, I'm going to do it. I don't worry about the results of it. That's his concern, because whatever he tells me to do will be okay. People may not like it. The world won't like it. But you see, if we overstep our bounds, what we ought to do, what we think we should do when God didn't say to do it, think about all the reproach it would bring on the church. If we did something that the people watching or other people say, why did they do that? See, they try the spirits, but everybody don't discern the spirits. And those people would say, well, they could start a tale or say lies, start lies on our church and say, boy, don't go to that church if you want to praise God. So let God be in charge of everything like that. And if God wants to stop something, he can stop it. And God wants to, he has ability that we just read the scripture. John told the Pharisees and the Sadducees that if you aren't willing to praise God in the offices you hold in that religious circle that you're in, you can be easily replaced by the stone, because God will get glory out of every one of our lives. Now, not only has he got the ability in spite of all the opposition, but let's look at the attempt from Satan to try to hinder what God is doing. Let's turn about, please, to the book of Matthew chapter 4. And verse 6. Remember, Jesus was tempted in the wilderness. Before he went to the wilderness, the Bible says he was full of the Holy Ghost. He went to the wilderness. He was tempted of Satan. And yet, because he was God incarnate, he was God in the flesh, he did not yield to those temptations. And Satan's attempt to oppose and to tear down and destroy and eliminate what Jesus was going to do had no effect whatsoever, nor will it have any effect on worship of you and I to the Lord Jesus Christ, because not only has God got the ability in spite of all opposition, but any attempt from Satan or his adversaries to try to hinder what God wants to do in his house, in his place of worship, can be nullified by God real quick. Look at Matthew chapter 4 and verse 6. And Satan, and saith to him,